This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Monday, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
If you're looking for commitment, flexibility, competitive interest rates, and on-the-farm service, then try Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 95 years, generations of farmers have been turning to Farm Credit for all their farm financing and crop insurance needs. As a farmer-owned and directed cooperative, Farm Credit is there to meet the needs of today's farm families. Whether it's a farm real estate loan, operating line of credit, machinery refinance, or one of our many crop insurance options, Farm Credit has the products farmers want with the service you deserve. Products and services delivered by professionals who know agriculture. It's our only business. Farm Credit brings a higher level of experience and expertise to farm lending, providing better financial solutions for your farm business. Call Farm Credit Services of Illinois today at 800-444-FARM. Remember, 800-444-FARM. Whether we're in the field with you or in the office for you, farming is our life too.
Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield is your headquarters for Firestone Farm Tires and Service. Taylor Tire, your authorized Firestone Tire dealer, is the place to call for all your Firestone Farm Tire needs. And when you need in-the-field service, the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto are trained, experienced, and they have the equipment to do the job right and on time. So when you need Firestone Farm Tires or in-the-field service, call the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto at the west end of Tyler Avenue in Litchfield.
And in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, December wheat now trading at 890, now 889 and three quarter. That's down 12 and three quarter. March wheat trading at $9, down 12 and a quarter. December corn trading at 756 and three quarter, now 756 and a half. That's up a quarter. March corn trading at 760 and a quarter, up three quarter. November soybeans trading at 1582 and three quarter, down 18 and a quarter. January beans trading at 1584 and a half, down 18 and a quarter. The overnight crude oil market, 39 cents lower at 91.80. The Brent crude, 54 cents lower at 111.85. The December gold contract, $2.50 lower at $1,771.40. The U.S. dollar index, 0.171 lower at 79.764. On the Chicago Board of Trade on Friday, December wheat ended at 902.5, up 47. March wheat ended at 912 and a quarter, up 44. May wheat ended at 906 and a quarter, up 36. December corn on Friday ended at 756 and a quarter, limit up 40 cents. March corn ended at 759 and a half, limit up 40. And May corn ended at 756 and a half, up 39 and a half. November soybeans on Friday ended at 1601, up 30 and a quarter. January beans ended at 1602 and three quarter, up 31 and a half. And March beans ended at 1564 and a quarter, up 40 and a quarter. October soybean meal on Friday ended at $487, up 139. December meal ended at $486.90, up 130. January meal ended at $483.90, up 135. October soybean oil Friday ended at $52.18, up 7. December oil $52.66, up 8. January oil ended at $53, up 8. December oats on Friday ended at 370 and a half, up 2 and a quarter. March oats ended at 376, up 2 and a quarter. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the cash grain report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with today's grain market news report. The Illinois winter grain prices were sharply higher on Friday afternoon, especially corn and wheat futures. The USDA's quarterly grain stocks report was the fuel for today's rally in the grain market. The report estimated that corn stocks as of September 1st totaled 988 million bushel, under the average trade guess of 1.11 billion bushels. So wheat stocks were also under trade expectations at 2.104 billion bushels. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 38 to 40 cents stronger at 723 to 746. Soybean bids were up 24 to 35 cents at 1561 to 1585. In central Illinois, Country Grain Dealers quoted shell corn bids 39 to 40 cents higher at 750 to 766, and soybeans gained 30 cents at 1581 to 1596. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 40 to 41 cents at 743 to 768. Soybeans gained 24 to 30 cents at 1571 to 1592. And the wheat bids mostly 47 to 48 stronger at 865 to 890. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were up 30 cents, ranging from 1601 to 1626. Basis ended steady at option to 25 over November. Hi-Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis ended $13.90 a ton stronger, ranging from $4.95 to $5.02 per ton. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids up 40 cents at $7.66 to $7.81, with basis steady at 10 to 25 over December. And dried distiller grains ended steady on Friday, ranging from $2.65 to $2.90 per ton. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 40 cents stronger at 730 to 731. Basis ended steady at 26 to 25 under December. Soybean bids 25 to 30 cents stronger at 1581 to 1588, with basis steady to 5 cents lower at 20 to 13 under November. Wheat bids for July 13 delivery ended 31 cents stronger on Friday at 827 to 832, with basis steady at 40 to 34 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 34 to 38 cents higher at 716 to 740. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 26 to 35 cents with quotations at 1593 to 1611. Soft red winter wheat gained 48 cents at 867 to 868, while the Milo ended 33 cents higher at $6.99 to $7 even. Contract bids to producers for January deliver grain in northern and western Illinois. January corn bids range from $7.36 to $7.51. January soybean bids at $15.78 to $15.89. In central Illinois, January corn bids range from $7.63 to $7.78, with January delivered soybean bids at $15.90 to $16.11. And in the southern part of the state, January corn bids range from $7.52 to $7.84, January soybean bids at $15.87 to $16.18, and July wheat for July 13 delivery, those bids range from $8.17 to $8.38. That is our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Friday, October hogs ended at 77.17, down a nickel. December hogs ended at 73.75, up 15. February hogs ended at 80.25, up 87. October cattle Friday ended at 122.07, down 37. December cattle 124.70, down 47. February cattle 128.42, down a half dollar. October feeder cattle on Friday ended at 143.80, down 242. November feeders ended at 144.35, down 297. January feeders ended at 147.37, down 262. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the cash livestock market report.
This is Joe Massey with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture's closing livestock report for Friday. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Afternoon Hogs, negotiated purchases of bears and gilts on a carcass basis totaled 9,090 head today. They traded $2 and a nickel higher from 65 to 77.5 with a weighted average of 74.70. And in Illinois today, there was 13,384 head of bears and gilts sold. The primal cutout value for a hog carcass was up 21 cents today at $80.49. The Illinois Direct Slaughter Sow and Bull Report, sows traded mostly steady with U.S. 1s and 3s under 400 pounds from 22 to 25, 4 to 5 weights from 23 to $28, and over 500 pounds from 27 to 30. Illinois Direct Bears and Gilts traded steady again this morning from 48 to $50. The estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection for Friday, hogs are at 426,000 on the day. That's down 2,000 from last week and up 8,000 from a year ago. Cattle are at 121,000 on the day. That's up 20,000 from last week, but it's down 3,000 from the same time last year. The USDA's estimated box beef choice cutout values, there was a total of 99 fabricated loads and 51 trim loads. Choice carcasses were down $3.06 at $1.88.98, while selects were down $2.66 at $177.85. leaving the choice select spread at $11.13. At the Walnut Livestock Auction on Thursday, they had 266 head on offer. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded steady to a dollar lower. Choice steers from $1.18 to $1.2450, choice Holsteins from $1.05 to $1.08, and choice heifers from $1.17 to $1.22. In the slaughter cow division, you had breaking type cows from 78 to 80 and a half, boning type cows from 71 to 78, and the lean cows traded from $60 to $66. Thank you. Again, this has been Joe Massey with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange from Friday: for butter, 195 up 1. For block cheese, 207 and a half unchanged. For barrel cheese, 203 and a half unchanged. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending Friday, $18.98. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for September, $7.26. For October, $7.40. Corn delivered to Scottville for September, $7.26. For October, $7.32. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for September, $15.83. And for October, $16.09. Wheat delivered to Scottville for September, $8.44. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again: corn at Greenfield, $7.26. Corn at Scottville, $7.26. Beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $15.83. Wheat at Scottville, $8.44. And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Color radar shows no precipitation in the listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Who else provides a partner in crop production like M&M Service Company? The fact is, with your M&M crop specialist working with you throughout the entire year, you have the unique advantage of combining quality seed with expert agronomic knowledge know-how. As a true business partner, you can rely on your M&M Service crop specialist to help you reduce risks, make smarter decisions, improve profits, and just make the whole business of farming easier. So, for a production partner that can bring solutions that work in your fields, get a hold of your M&M Service Company crop specialist today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Cloudy skies today, a chance of an afternoon shower, high temperatures in the upper 60s with light northeast winds. Tonight, cloudy skies with a chance of a shower, low temperatures in the mid-50s. And for tomorrow, Tuesday, cloudy skies with a chance of a shower, high temperatures in the upper 60s. Your extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday, partly cloudy with a chance of showers on Thursday, low temperatures in the low 50s, highs in the mid-60s. Right now at the Weather Center, light north winds, the barometric pressure steady, and our temperature 50 degrees under cloudy skies. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you this morning by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield. First of all, in our farm news today, when the United States Department of Agriculture released the September grain stocks report Friday, the corn number surprised the trade. It was much lower than expected. And University of Illinois ag economist Darrell Good says it has created a dilemma.
988 million bushels of old crop corn on hand September 1, about 140 million less than the USDA had forecast. Here's the dilemma this year. We had so much new crop corn harvested before September 1, probably over a billion bushels, maybe 1.2 billion. Normal is maybe 200 to 300 million bushels, and we've had as much as maybe 700. So we had a lot of new crop corn available in the old crop marketing year. And what the stocks report doesn't tell us is how much of that new crop was consumed during the last quarter of the old crop marketing year. So old crop stocks smaller than expected, but it doesn't really tell us what feed consumption really was during the quarter. We know what disappeared for old crop, but we don't know what disappeared for new crop. That anything that was used new crop during August will show up as consumption during the first quarter of next marketing year, and that will be revealed in the December 1 stocks report. So I'm not sure really how anybody formed any kind of expectation about what the September 1 stocks of old crop corn would be. So now that we have the number, does it say that we just didn't use as much new crop as we thought we did during August, and it's still out there in inventory? Or does it say feed demand was much more robust than we thought, and we used not only the new crop, but we used more old crop than we thought during the quarter. We don't know the answer to that. You get, I think, additional confusion because the apparent feed and residual use of wheat during the summer quarter was huge, about 435 million bushels, when typically we do, you know, 250 million bushels. So one interpretation is that we just fed a lot of grain during the summer, a lot more than anybody expected. The other interpretation is we just didn't use as much of the new crop as people thought we would.
Again, Mr. Good says we'll know more about how that corn disappeared in the December grain stocks report. However, he thinks the livestock sector really did go through a lot of grain this past summer.
I think, you know, the liquidation that we saw during the summer months came late and was primarily breeding herd that we were liquidating. But all the liquidation, I think, was breeding herd, which means that we were still feeding a lot of animals. Feed use was, I think, very large during the summer. It appears that quite a bit of that was met with wheat, but in total, we should have fed a lot of grain this summer.
How much really has yet to be determined? The trade will just have to guess until the December grain stocks report arrives. As of September 1st, the U.S. inventory of hogs and pigs was 67.5 million head. That was up slightly from last year and up 3% from June of this year. The market hog inventory totaled 61.7 million head, which was slightly higher than last year and 3% larger than last quarter. The quarterly breeding herd inventory at 5.79 million head was down slightly from last year and down 1% from the previous quarter. Reflecting on the report, Steiner Consulting Group chief economist Atlan Kalo sees a major decline in the number of gilts kept for breeding.
Well, we basically have made a U-turn here. Even, you know, coming into May and June, the producers were actually looking to expand the herd. And with this latest quarter numbers, we're actually looking at a dramatic reduction in the sow herd. And that's probably going to continue in the following quarter or so as we continue to liquidate sows. And also, more importantly, we reduce the number of kilts that are being retained in the herd. And that has implications for pork production, mostly for 2013, especially in the back end of 2013.
While there were no major changes in the major categories of the report, Dan Vaught of Vaught Futures Insight expects a reduction in pork production.
I just think the hog industry is going to have much harder time dealing with $8 per bushel corn than the cattle industry. And just the sheer cost of feeding those pigs, I think it's going to cause a lot of folks at least to curtail their operations, if not get out of the industry.
University of Missouri livestock economist Dr. Ron Plain sees nothing but red ink for the balance of this year and well into 2013. For more information, producers can contact the Pork Checkoff Service Center. Go to www.pork.org. Last week, we talked to M&M crop consultant Bill Brank. One of the things we discussed was the recent problem of armyworm in alfalfa.
Interesting situation. We're hearing reports of that. I think in all my years in this area, I've never seen this before, but we're getting reports of armyworm in alfalfa, particularly in alfalfa grass mixes. This is very, very unusual. But, of course, this year has been unusual. And, of course, we're a little bit late now in taking a normal harvest off. But if producers are wanting to take a dormant cutting off after frost and they're still looking at quality, you know, there may need to be some treatment there for the fall armyworm. So watch it pretty closely. If you're looking to go with a dormant cutting later on, it may need to be treated. But if harvest is complete now, if you're not going to take a dormant cutting off, I wouldn't worry too much about it. But it is unusual.
If you do take a dormant cutting now, how will that affect the crop next year?
It'll have very little effect. Obviously, you're taking it off, and leaving it pretty exposed during the winter months. And if you've got a thin stand, you know, it may hurt it a little bit. But if you got good soil fertility there, it should overwinter pretty well. So I wouldn't expect many problems if we have, high soil levels on those fields.
You mentioned earlier about how this year has been unusual, to say the least. It has been.
Well, this will be, the last report for this year for me. I finish on October 1st, so this will be the last report. But looking back on 2012, this obviously will be a benchmark year, a year that everyone will always remember and usually do in these drought years like 54 and 83 and those type of years. But it's been a very, very unusual year. I can remember 1983. I was at the University of Illinois Brownstown Research Center, and we had a year like this and started raining, and it got wet in the fall, and we didn't get finished of harvest till about Christmas that year. And it looks like conditions are kind of building up for that. As a matter of fact, I saw a prediction from Ohio State University that said there will be very few periods this fall of more than 5 dry days in a row, which means that and I don't know if you can believe the weather forecasters, but at least that's the best information we're getting right now. But one thing that surprised me is how the scenario changed so much. We started the spring of 2012 with the greatest number of corn acres since, what, 95 or something like this, and everyone was predicting a huge, huge crop with normal yield and all the acres. We were looking at possibly $5 corn or whatever. And Mother Nature sure changed that scenario. And we still had the acres of corn, but obviously we didn't have the production, and we see relatively high prices. So you never know. This is what makes farming interesting, in some cases frustrating, because, you know, we can put out the best genetics. We can put out the fertilizer and control the weeds, but we never know what Mother Nature has in store for us for that particular growing season. So I want to turn the page now to leave 2012 and look forward to a better 2013.
And that was M&M Crop Consultant Bill Brink. In electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, December wheat trading at 891 3/4. That's down 10 3/4. March wheat now trading at 902 3/4, down 9 1/2. December corn trading at 757 1/4, up, now trading at 757 1/2, up 1 1/4. March corn trading at 760 1/2, up a penny. November beans trading at 1583 1/4, down 17 3/4. January beans trading at 1584 3/4, down 18. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on WSMI, WSMI FM 106. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield.